T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. In Richmond, you can hear us 910 AM, 105.1 FM. That's where you can hear me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3, A-Wide Radio on 910 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I'm saying the Commanders' season's on the line. This is the last stand. Or is it too late? Can they turn it around? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go right to the phone lines. We are locked and loaded with callers here. Give us a lot of energy and passion. Give us your thoughts on the Washington Commanders. Let's go to Montel on line 3. What's up, man? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
What's going on, fellas? First and foremost, I want to say the season is over, brother. respectfully, and I'm gonna give you a quick story. I actually live in Baltimore, so grew up a Skins fan my entire life, and I heard the comparison that you made to the Ravens, and I agree with the last caller. He was very passionate, but very spot on, man. You believe in the Ravens organization. You can't believe in this organization, possibly, right?
Why not, though? Things have changed now. This is not the Snyder era.
A few weeks back, we were watching a Ravens game, and gentleman, he's from the area just like I am, from PG County. He goes, man, you know what? It's just so easy to root for the Ravens, the atmosphere. You know, Lamar Jackson, they win. And I'm just like, I completely agree. Baltimore prioritizes winning. Washington, they appear to prioritize money. They sell dreams. They sell hopes. They went off the field. They have Jaden Daniels. They're adults now that Dan Snyder is gone, but they're still losing, right? They don't win. Like, and I hear people speak to the injuries and things like that, but great organizations, they tread water until the stars come back. They overcome injury. They play nicked up. Guys here don't do that. We heard Montez Sweat speak to that. We heard Willie Parker speak to that. I've even practiced with guys around the league when I was in high school. Man, Washington, they don't prioritize winning. I'm just telling you guys that now. And, like, I applaud them for going 12-5 last year, but everybody said it was fluke, and it appears to be that way. When they got there, they got spanked. You know what I mean? I'm 32 years old. They've had four great, good seasons, two magical max, and I love them. Sometimes I wish that I didn't, man. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't see them beating Seattle. If they do, good for them, but I don't really see any point of watching the remainder of this season. Oof. And it sucks to even say that as a fan. This is probably the most disappointing season I've watched as a Skins fan. After them going 12-5, I was waiting for this season so much, man. And I watch them games, and my stomach hurts sometimes because I feel like I care more than they do, man. But they collect millions of dollars. So, you know what I mean? I just wanted to say, like, we can't compare them to Baltimore. They're not there. They haven't proven that. They had one good season, and one good season in NFL can be fluke. We all know that. So I'm not giving them no type of kudos, and I'm holding them accountable, like bro said. Go win. Like, stop telling us that Jaden is the future. Stop telling us that you're adults now. Stop telling us. Go win. That's what we want to see. Overcome the injuries, because that's what real organizations do. They don't make excuses.
Great stuff, man. I appreciate it. The only thing I would say is a lot of those previous losses were under previous ownership. And I have not changed my opinion on this current ownership or this current GM or this current coaching staff because they're 3-5 this season, in which we've had a ton of injuries. Our number one thing is that the quarterback has missed multiple games. Our number one wide receiver has missed multiple games. Look, it's been an awful season. I'll be the first one to put my hand up and say, I have cried over this season. I'm pissed off when we lost to the Cowboys. I mean, that crushed me when we got destroyed by the Cowboys. And that's why I think Vic made a great point. This is the game, this is where you last stand, and you say, this isn't the same old Deadskins. Because if they are, they'll get blown out, they'll get boast-raced, and like that caller said, there's no reason to watch anymore. But I believe this isn't the same old Skins. And that with Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn as a leader of men, that they can turn this thing around. But we'll see. I mean, I totally agree. If they lose this one, it's over. It's the same old Skins. Nothing's changed. Josh Snyder. We have to win this one. We have to win this one. I know injuries have derailed this season, but teams find a way to win injured all the time. You know how? Well, people say it's the next man up mentality. Next man up. I think it's even more than that. It's everybody needs to be lifted, right? If you're going to win, it's not this next man up. It's everybody up. You need to play better as a whole when one person is injured. We need to play more complementary football when guys are injured. Someone to step up to a level and lift everybody up. I mean, if freaking Joe Flacco can come off the street and win a game for the Bengals, I mean, are you kidding me? Like, look around the league. Every week there's a huge upset where a team that's missing a big star still gets a win. You know how? Lift up everybody. Everybody plays better. So there's just no more excuses at this point, I feel like, for me. If this is not the same old Skins, we'll get a win on Sunday night. Phone lines are open. Let's go to Keith on line 5. Keith, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
How you doing? Hey, man, this is the same thing. It's like every coach we get, they only get one out of their coaching strain. They only get one successful year. Everything else in the toilet.
It kind of feels like that. Like Dan Quinn put all his energy into last season.
Yeah, but the history of this team is we draft a person first round. They win rookie of the year that year. The next 4 years they fall off. In the fifth year they come back. I mean, they got a great. When the season was started, my whole thing was watching what we was going to do this year. Since Joe Gibbs, he was the only coach that took it to the playoff in his tenure. Everybody else only had 1 year of success. So my whole thing with this year was, can we break this whatever it is, this right. curse, this
sustained success,
whatever's hanging over our head, can we break it? And it seems like we can't, because it's like the players that we had last year, they done got a step slower. Zach Ertz, he dropping balls. Terry, he's sitting out waiting on money. Then he ain't playing. Jaden Daniels, he getting hurt. Like RG3 got hurt, just like Chase Daniels got hurt. It's like we don't – after that one – and you know what? The sad thing about it, other teams know this. Other teams know every 5 years or every 4 years, we only good for 1 year, and we drop right back in the genie bottle. So I'm hoping we get – at least have a successful season with some wins, and not with this 5-4 and 3 win season. And that's what I'm hoping for. But it looked like to me we dropping right back in that genie bottle. So I'm praying. I was hoping they build this stadium a little faster so we can get the hell out of PG County. Because since we moved to PG County, this team been terrible. So I hope they hurry up and build this stadium so we can get out of this dreadful FedEx Field. Thank you.
Great stuff. Yeah, we got to get the heck out of PG County. That was a great call. I mean, I am looking for sustained success. I'm interested, though. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. So many of you, are comparing this year to the Snyder era. And I get it. It has the stench of the Snyder era with a blowout loss to the Cowboys and 3 losses in a row. But do you not believe in this new ownership and the regime that they put together and the general manager and the coaching staff? Are you giving up on them already? So many of you guys comparing this to the Snyder era. And I do agree, if we lose this game, it's going to stink like the Snyder era. It's going to feel like the same old BS. But I believe things are different now, because I believe we have football people in football places, not just yes men to Dan Snyder. So I think things can be different, but I get it. I mean, from what we saw this year, it feels like same old Skins so far. Can they turn it around? Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Has this season made you feel like we've regressed back to the Snyder era? It's so interesting. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Adam Epstein, you're listening to A-Wide Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast, Team 980, Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Washington hosts the Seattle Seahawks, and this is the last stand. It's an NFC conference game, and we cannot afford to lose another game right now. The team is reeling. We have our backs against the wall. The theme of this week felt like the clock is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. I mean, last week stung. So did the week before that. But this is now a home game. And if we win out at home, we're probably a playoff team. We're desperate for a win, desperate for an NFC win to help our wild card battle. Washington hosting the Seattle Seahawks Sunday Night Football. Will they win in their last stand? Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Zeke in Southeast, line 2. What's up, Zeke?
Doing? Enjoying your show.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up with all these fair weather fans, man? Oh, no way the season's over. We're not even halfway. I don't understand how people can give up so easily. No, we're not going to use injuries as excuses, but if you have any team that lose their starting quarterback and two or three of their top receivers and two of the defensive line, they're not going to be playing as well. It has nothing to do with the old Redskins. Where are you guys getting that from? Listen, I was there for the first 20 years when we were champions, went to 5 Super Bowls and won 3 of them when Baltimore wasn't doing crap for that Baltimore fan. And then the last 20, we were bad ownership. Everybody knew that. It was all about the money. But this time, hey, got football people, and we still got a chance. The season's not over. Yes, the clock is ticking. We have to beat Seattle. But listen, only Chicago and San Francisco is ahead of us as far as the final spot in the playoff. And I promise you, they're going to be losing games as well. So I just don't like these fair weather fans that's giving up, saying the season's over, and we still got more than half of the season to play. What
you
do
believe,
you think? I'm
with you, man. It's pissing me off that people are mentioning it like it's the Snyder era. Like, it's not.
Yeah,
things are completely different.
Where did they get that from? I don't understand it.
Well, it's because it's the same old losing. That's what these callers here, they're not living and dying by every snap like me and you, Zeke. They're checking
exactly.
in every other week, and they're checking out the Cowboys game. That's what it came down to. When we got blown out by the Cowboys, everyone said, same old Skins.
Oh, man, that's crazy, man. But I just don't understand how they can be related. And they're saying that last year wasn't a fluke. No, it wasn't a fluke. We got a good quarterback who could be possibly a franchise quarterback, and that's the reason we're going to win it. But I just don't understand how you can give up on the season already. No way, man. We still got to play our division rivals four games at the end of the year, and we never know what's going to happen. I got faith that if we get healthy, we're going to be a team that can definitely make the playoffs.
Zeke, let me ask you a question. So, I'm with you. If Jaden Daniels, if he plays out the rest of the season healthy, how many wins do you think we can get to?
If he plays out the season healthy, I think we can get 5 or 6 wins. If we get 6 wins, then we're going to make the playoffs. Now, but he can be healthy, but we also need, oh, my God, we need healthy wide receivers. You got to have somebody to throw it to.
Yeah, no, good call. The only problem is I don't think 9 wins will make the postseason. That's the only problem. So we're going to have to find a way to win 6 more games. Let's go to Rick in D.C. Rick, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Yes, man. I really love you and Zeke, which y'all really hit it on. The season is not over. I mean, wow. With Marty Schottenheim, we started 0-6. What happened is we lost Eckler. We didn't have Zacchaeus, Noah Brown, and also our main weapon was, what's his name, Scary Terry. So, no, I'm not giving up on the season. I mean, I'm still young. We just got it right now. Pat down.
Will you give up on
Jaden
the season
Daniels,
if they lose Sunday night?
Hurt. Say again?
If they lose Sunday night, are you giving up on the season?
Of course not. I mean, 3-5? How can you give up? I mean, no, I'm not going to give up. I mean, we're still there. We're still in it. We just got to tighten up. We just got to focus on our defense. And then Joe Witt, he's not the problem. I mean, Dan Quinn, not the problem. Even the play calling is not the problem. I mean, we just need to hang in there. The season is not over. It's still young. I mean, even we lose Sunday night, but we're not going to lose Sunday night. we're going to win that game. So, no, I'm not giving up on the season.
All right,
no
Rick,
way.
I appreciate your optimism. I'm not going to feel the same way if we lose Sunday night, though. To me, this is truly the last stand. I don't see a way that we fall to 3-6. And then, even at that point, if we get to 11, it's all about your conference record. And that's why I'm talking about how this game is so much more important than that Chiefs game. It is. When you look at the playoff standings, and I mean, I got to tell you guys how much I hate that we're not even in the hunt. Oh, I hate that we're not even in the hunt graphic. For my entire lifetime, 32 years, I mean, this team was awful. But if we showed up in the hunt graphic, I could sleep well. Showing up in the hunt graphic is so important to me. And at 13th place out of 16 teams in the NFC, we're not in the hunt. And our conference record is now 1-4. This has to change now or the season's over. You're not going to fall to 1-5 in the conference and then somehow bounce back and get to the postseason. It has to be the last stand right now, this Sunday, with all the factors going in our favor. Primetime game at home. Crowd's going to be rocking. Honoring legendary Art Monk, wide receiver. Throwback uniforms, and Jaden Daniels being back. We have to. There's injured teams every week, every year that win games, and backup quarterbacks that do it also. All right, we've got our starter back in JD5. He's the multiplier. That gives us a chance here. Obviously, the defense needs to play better. I do think we're turning the corner a little bit with Lattimore getting that big interception there. Hey, he had a play in which he could make a play on the ball. That hasn't really happened yet this season because he's been a step behind. Maybe he is getting – I mean, that's the optimistic approach has to be that Lattimore is getting back to his form here and that Luvu's better at edge rusher and that Jordan McGee is giving you good snaps and Tyler Owens is going to make more of his opportunity. Hey, maybe I'm just being optimistic, but I think that's the way you look at things here. And then you say Jeremy Reeves has been the tone setter. Jeremy Reeves has been awesome at safety, hitting hard, providing the tackles in open space. That's what we need. We got to bring that energy from all 11 guys on defense and get off to a fast start. I just think, you know, as much as this defense has been just giving up so many yards all season long, they haven't been playing with a lead. Let them play with a lead, and I think they will be much better, or at least as good as they were last year. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. I appreciate James, Ryan, and Alex letting me know that they're listening on Twitter. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Live and local here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you're too busy to call in, you can tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Appreciate Robert letting me know that he's listening. This is AWOD Radio on the Fan. And Washington against Seattle, Sunday Night Football. All right? The clock is ticking. It's now or never. Make a stand or give us no reason to watch the rest of the season. Right? I mean, at 3-6 and 1-5 in the conference, you're screwed. This has to be the last stand. If Washington's going to do what Baltimore did, get the vibes back with Lamar back at practice and get back to your winning ways, That's right now with Jaden Daniels. And there's so many factors going in their favor. I love that it's at home. We've been good at home. The crowd's going to be rocking. The awesome throwback uniforms for the Super Bowl era. Art Monk, Jaden back. Primetime game, got to get a win. Or we probably won't be in primetime for the rest of the season, to be honest. But Washington against Seattle has been a rivalry in my lifetime. Like, outside of Dallas, Philly, and New York. And you think of Washington's big games. I feel like the Bucks come to mind for sure. Bucks are definitely a rival. We got them last year in the wild card. They got us in 2020 with Heineke in the wild card. I think back to like Brad Johnson losing to the Bucks. I think back to like the Mike Allstott team that beat us. Like, the Bucks are a rival outside of our division. Baltimore, not really. Like, as much as I hate them, and that preseason game actually means something to me, I don't know how much it really is a rivalry. But in terms of the NFC, Seattle's up there. Seattle's up there. I mean, I remember as a kid, I played a basketball game and then went to Chili's with my family and watched Seattle beat us in the playoffs. And I remember just being so crushed. It hurt me so much as a kid. I'll never forget that. The RG3 year, Todd Collins year. I mean, three times in my lifetime, we've lost them in the playoffs. Most recently, they got us by a field goal when Sam Howell was the quarterback. 2020, we took an L 20-15. 2014, Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch beat us 27-17. 2013, January 2013, NFC Wild Card game. You guys remember that one, 24-14. 2008, NFC Wild Card game, 35-14. 2006, NFC Divisional game, 20-10. Santana Moss's team got beat by the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle has had the upper hand on Washington in the big games in my lifetime. We've gotten wins over them for sure. But in my lifetime, Seattle's had the upper hand in the big games. And it's made me hate Seattle. And so this is a rivalry game for me. And I'm looking forward to it to hopefully get the win here. But, I mean, the thing that upsets me is it feels like every time Washington plays Seattle, we lose in dramatic fashion, or the game flips on a momentum-switching play. Like, it always happens against Seattle where you look back on it years after years go by, and you look back, and the loss stings even more because you felt like we had a chance. Right? Like, you guys remember the onside kick that wasn't really an onside kick, that it was a kick that went deep, and Chris Cooley picked it up, and I think he ran into the end zone, and then they said, well, you can't advance the ball, so we still got the ball at the 20-yard line, then we missed the field goal and lost all the momentum we had in that game, right? Well, I mean, like, I think RG3 went up 14-0 against Seattle. Like, I'm pretty sure January 6, 2013, yep, just confirmed it, RG3 went up 14-0. My guy Logan Paulson, who you hear here on 106.7, Team 980, take command, caught a touchdown pass. Washington was up 14-0 in that playoff game. Feels like something always happens against Seattle to flip the momentum. And we end up losing a heartbreaker. Or losing the game that we look back on it and we're like, damn it, we had them. We had them. And so that's why this is a rivalry to me between Washington and Seattle. But a lot of those games were coached by Pete Carroll. Or Seattle had Hasselbeck at quarterback. That's not the same. And I just don't believe in Sam Darnold. Slinging Sammy Darnold is not going to come and beat Washington. That's my opinion on that. And I know J.P. Finley had a guest on this week that said a similar thing, that you have to have the highest sense of urgency. You cannot lose at home to Sam Darnold and the Seattle Seahawks with your season on the line in primetime. And look, this is a shaky secondary for sure. But I think Doc Walker said it best on my show when he said, find me a good corner that doesn't have a good pass rusher with him, right? You got to give these guys help by limiting the time that Sam Darnold has to throw the ball down the field. So you look at the stats for Sam Darnold this year, and they're solid. 11th in yards, 15th in touchdowns, just 4 interceptions, top 10 QBR. He's been really good with his completion percentage as well. But I look at Seattle this season, and I'm like, but have they really played anyone yet? Do they have any real statement win? Like, that's not the Saints or the Cardinals or even the Jags or the Texans. They had their chance against the 49ers. They had their chance against the Bucks to kind of prove to me that they are a playoff team this year that might actually win a playoff game. they have it. And so, I don't believe in Sam Darnold as some great quarterback. I know Minnesota fans this week were all saying, man, we botched that. We should have held on to him. No, you believe in McCarthy. Let him get healthy. I don't believe in Sam Darnold. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. He could spit on my face and throw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns and an easy win for the Seahawks. I think they have one big weapon on the outside, and it's a big one in Jaxon Smith-Njigba, but I'm not scared of an older Cooper Kupp or Torrey Horton or Drake Young or Jake Bobo. It's Jaxon Smith-Njigba that we have to limit, and he has been so good with explosive touchdowns this year. He's got 4 touchdowns. I feel like most of them were deep balls down the field. I mean, 40-yard catch, 45-yard touchdown, 53-yard touchdown, 61-yard touchdown. He blows the top off of the defense. And so that is the guy that you absolutely have to limit if you're going to have a chance to win this one. So you cannot let Sam Darnold connect with Jaxon Smith-Njigba. But I saw something different from that defense in the Chiefs game. And at the end of the day, it got ugly. 28 points on the board is too much. And I hated the fact that we let the Chiefs basically run out the clock in the fourth quarter when everybody knew they were running. They were still able to run for 4, 5, 6 yards a game. I think this team gave up at halftime last week. And I mean, you never want that to happen because that feels like a coach is losing the locker room. But he got everybody fired up to start the game. And then they had the missed opportunities. And that certainly ate away at Dan Quinn. And I don't think he will ever say this, but I know watching that game, he raised the white flag. He said, you know what? Bring it in, boys. We're going to punt this one away. We'll come home and try to write our season, but we're not getting this game in Kansas City here, down 2 scores in the fourth quarter. I didn't think it was in Dan Quinn's DNA to punt in a game in which you're not completely out of it, right? It's 3 scores, but he did. And it would have needed a miracle to come back, but I'm surprised they punted it. Now, he did talk about that when he was asked about it by the media. It didn't meet the criteria, I think, for 4th and a distance that they would have gone for. I think it might have been a 4th and 8 or something like that. If it was a 4th and 6, maybe they go for it. But that was giving up. And hopefully that was giving up because we're going to try to get healthy and get back to our winning ways here against Seattle. But this is the last statement. This is the last stand here. This is, hey, if you want to prove to all these callers that have been calling in and saying it's the same old Skins, that you'll do something here and get a win. I mean, the injuries have derailed the season, but look what happened in Baltimore. And there's, it's not just Baltimore as a reason that Washington can turn this season around. I mean, I this has been a weird season in the NFL. The Colts are 7-1 right now with Daniel Jones at quarterback because they've stayed healthy, because Jonathan Taylor has been terrific. But in terms of the NFC, and I think the caller made a good point here. Like, the teams that are ahead of us, they're going to lose some games. I don't think San Francisco's world beaters at all. I think they're overrated 5-3 football team. I hate that we lost the Bears game. I will just always look at that like it probably cost us our entire season dropping the ball against the Bears, because 4-4 would have had us at 9th place, maybe even 8th place right now, with 7 teams making the wild card in the NFC. So it feels doom and gloom. It feels like the sky is falling. This is the last chance to turn the season around. And I believe in this coaching staff. I believe in the veterans in the locker room. I believe in Adam Peters, the general manager. I know some are giving up on him, which I think is crazy because he gave us the best season of my lifetime last year with the work that he has done. I'm not giving up, and I believe those guys are going to get together and turn things around here. We did it last year when it looked awful with a 3-game losing streak at 7-5. And you know what? We finished at 12-5. So a similar thing could happen here. And it starts with Jaden Daniels and him playing out the entirety of the season healthy. That's got to happen. If he can't stay healthy, our season's over. And I'm not going to say anything about Jaden being injury prone. I think they were fluky. I don't think they've been terribly long either, right? He's going to get back to Sunday, and it'll have been just 1 week off here. But the injuries have derailed our season, especially his. He's got to stay healthy for the remainder of this year for us to have any kind of a chance. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, and always available on the Odyssey app. We've got Wes running the board. He's on the ones and twos today. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio, and I want to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067, or tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. So this week's captains, as chosen by Dan Quinn, I do love this bit that the Commanders do every single week because it gives guys an opportunity, I think, to like prove in the practice field and to prove it on the game day that they are one of the leaders of this organization. So for the captains for this week, I thought Dan Quinn was wise in the guys that he chose. He went with Zach Ertz. A lot of you guys are down on Zach Ertz, and so am I. But we're not turning this season around without Zach Ertz. He's still probably our best red zone threat, probably our best without Terry McLaurin third down threat. We need him. I know everybody got pissed off. I got pissed off. No yak Zach. His knee goes down every time he catches it, right? I mean, that felt like it flipped the game when the damn AI, the robots, viewed him as short. And Dan Quinn's not able to challenge. It's reviewable. Blah, blah, blah. It was BS in my mind. I thought he got the first down. Right? This happened against the Steelers too last year, right? Like, Zach Ertz on third and fourth down sometimes just goes straight down. But I like that Dan Quinn stuck with him. He's not giving up on him. He's one of his week nine captains because he knows if we're going to win Sunday night, we need Zach Ertz to make a couple plays. It was good to see Ben Sennett get involved, to see Bates back healthy, make a catch. We got all three tight ends involved. That's awesome. I think that needs to continue to happen because that's how I think you can really run the ball and then play action off of that with all three of the blocking guys at tight end leaking out. So Zach Ertz, one of your first captains. Your second captain, Dan Quinn, believes that Marshawn Lattimore played the best game he's played in a Commander's uniform. I agree. He's one of the captains. And I like this pick because, again, if this team is going to turn it around, as much as a lot of you are out on Lattimore, and believe me, I think he sucks. I do. He made a great play against Kansas City. I don't trust him against a wide receiver one or a wide receiver two. Put him on a wide receiver three, and that's a favorable matchup for him. It's not 10 years ago where he can guard number one wide receivers like Mike Evans. But give him on a wide receiver three, and I like his chances. And that's what Washington did. So, again, if they're going to turn the season around, Lattimore's going to play snaps. I know everybody wants to give Amos all the opportunities now, get Sanders still out there, maybe Noah I. Lattimore's going to play snaps, and he needs to play well if we're going to turn this around. And the special teams captain, Percy Butler. I like those choices. I really do. And it's my favorite bit that Dan Quinn does every week. He got me excited at the podium talking about how there needs to be a sense of urgency and the clock is ticking, and he hopes he feels that in the building. I thought it was very interesting that some of the guys that have been injured are making their way back to the facilities, and I think that will absolutely help with team morale, right? Dietrich Wise was a leader. He said he's back at the facilities now. I think Austin Eckler was another guy he mentioned. A few of the guys that have been knocked out for the season have, like Dorrance Armstrong, have had their surgery, and it's good to get those guys back around the locker room for the vibes because the vibes have been down. Injury report, we know Terry McLaurin's out. We know Colson Yankoff is out. John Bates, questionable with an ankle injury. He was full on Thursday but limited on Friday. Johnny Newton, same thing, limited on Friday after did not practice earlier in the week, so it doesn't look good for him. And then I think the big other one is Tunsil. I have faith in Brandon Coleman at tackle, but I really want to see Tunsil out there, and I want him to play well. And you have to feel like they knew Tunsil was dealing with something, because Coleman was inactive for multiple weeks in a row and then was activated and then got in there for Tunsil. So I think this hamstring injury might have been something that happened a week before that they were monitoring, and it got worse, and then you saw how he tried to come back in the game and he ended up coming out. So I'd be interested to see. I would probably say it's unlikely that Tunsil plays, but I like how Dan Quinn says he's going to give him and Johnny Newton every opportunity to get back to full. But the most important thing is Jaden Daniels, full participant in practice all week long. Hamstring injury seems to be gone. He's in for Sunday. Jaden's back, which gives Washington certainly an opportunity. I think he's one of the guys. I think he is at the level of all the best quarterbacks in the NFL that give their team a chance to win every single week. Every single week with Jaden Daniels. And he kind of has to prove a lot of people wrong that are already calling last year fluky, and that the rookie of the year now is injury prone, right? The rookie of the year from last year has taken a step back. He's sophomore slumping. I don't think so at all. I think that the team is slumping for sure. But when Jaden Daniels has been out there, I've still seen a really great quarterback that gives my team a chance to win every single time he's out there. And with Jaden Daniels playing in games, we've been a much better offense than Marcus Mariota. I don't like how it was a few people that felt like this week that were all in on how Marcus is leading the offense, blah, blah, blah. No, Jaden's our guy. Jaden gives us a chance. Jaden's the franchise. And the other thing I say is, there are some people that were saying, shut him down. It's over. No, even when this team gets eliminated, Jaden Daniels must play. Terry McLaurin could get shut down. Bobby Wagner you could shut down if they're out of playoff contention. Every rep matters for Jaden Daniels. I mean, we have to be talking about a decade-plus career for this kid, not just year two being all in to make the playoffs this year. And so I understand why some people are saying, well, if we're out of the playoff contention, you sit him, you don't play him, let him start next year healthy. But he needs to grow. He needs to be in games in which it's out. You're not going to come back and win, but you're going to show some fight. He needs to learn. He needs to grow. He needs to get better. Every rep is important for him. And if this is going to be this season a minor setback for a major comeback, it needs to be him getting reps and him learning in the fire and not this VR headset thing. Like, he needs these reps. So even if we lose, I need Jaden Daniels to play every single – he hasn't played the Eagles yet this year, right? We need Jaden Daniels to play the Eagles game, even if our record is 3-10 by then. We need Jaden Daniels to get that opportunity to go to Philadelphia, to go to the Link, to play them at home again. Every game matters for him, for his career, to get better. He's got to make the most of it. You can't learn like you can, you know, in a game on the practice field or in training camp. So even if we are out of it, Jaden Daniels must still play, because his development is the most important thing for this team. And if we're eliminated, it'll be the most important thing for this season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. Coming up next, we begin the final hour, the power hour of AWOD Radio here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. I'll give out my keys to victory, pathway to success, and we'll go around the National Football League with AWOD's picks. You're listening to AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.